Nolte, Hillary Clinton flip-flops, might still run in 2020. By John Nolte on March 6, 2019. A source close with Hillary Clinton says she has not closed the door on a 2020 presidential run. This, obviously, is a complete reversal of what she said in an interview Monday. "I'm not running," she told News 12, "but I'm going to keep working and speaking and standing up for what I believe." Even when asked about running for another kind of elected office, for governor or mayor, Clinton laughed it off and said, "I don't think so." But now, just 2 days later, Clinton appears to regret making those comments, and her team is leaking a walk back through a friendly anti-Trump reporter. "Spoke to someone close with Clinton in contact with her today. They say she wasn't trying to be emphatic and close the door on running when she spoke to a local reporter yesterday, and that she was surprised by how definitively it played," the far-left Maggie Haberman of the New York Times tweeted Tuesday night. The person also says she is extremely unlikely to run, but that she remains bothered that she's expected to close the door on it when, say, John Kerry isn't. She has told her team she is waiting at least to see the Mueller report, Haberman added. While Haberman is infamous for her left-wing biases and the deliberate misinformation and fake news she spreads about President Trump, as we learned from the Democrat National Committee email trove WikiLeaks released in 2016, Haberman is a trusted stenographer for Hillary Clinton. "We have had, sick, a very good relationship with Maggie Haberman of Politico over the last year," a 2015 Hillary Clinton strategy memo reads. It continues. "We have had her tee up stories for us before and have never been disappointed. While we should have a larger conversation in the near future about a broader strategy for re-engaging, sick, the beat press that covers HRC, for this we think our objective and do the most shaping by going to Maggie. Going to Maggie." In fact, her deference to Hillary is such that in July 2015, Haberman allowed a Clinton campaign staffer to literally lasso her in public to restrict her movements along a 4th of July parade route. "My point is that while no thinking person believes anything she reports, one thing you can take to the bank is when Haberman plays ventriloquist to get a message out for Team Clinton. As far as Hillary changing her mind and keeping her options open, at least until the release of the Mueller report, she is probably hoping Mueller announces something like Hillary would be president had the Russians not used the supersonic ray we found atop Trump Tower to subliminally convince her to not visit the swing state of Wisconsin."